I'll ask you to play an oldie later.
For you, Jimmy, I can sort that out.
I'll ask you to play one, and I bet you everyone enjoys it.
I'll go with that. I'm happy to. All right. Happy to go with that. That's fine. Yeah.
See if you've got in the archives. You mightn't have it. Adam Faith, What Do You Want?
I've got that.
I mean, I hear that and I just smile and enjoy it. I think, oh, he was a little rascal. You should want to buy the baby. Yes.
Very good.
It's and I dedicate it to everybody in Yeovil, and you're very kind if you're going to play it.
We'll sort that out. Yeah, we'll get that on the bit, shall we? Absolutely, definitely. At the moment, actually, I'm just watching some old Morecambe Wise DVDs at home, and it's
wonderful.
It's just brilliant. It is just hilarious.
Well, he was such a good comic, and the other guy fed him so well, but there were brilliant writings by a man called Eddie Braben, who was Ken Dodd's writer. And they had a bit of a fallout over money, I don't know what. And Morecambe and Wise got hold of him as a writer. And, well, Eric said to me, he said, it's like manna from heaven. You see, they supplied him the ammunition, and he was such a great comic, he was, you know, and worker of material. And then he'd put his asides in, which were just wonderful, genuine ad-libs. He'd just have you on the floor.
It's one of those, you know, as soon as he walks on the stage, you're ready to laugh
anyway. There was a few of them. They walked on and they were blessed that people loved them. Tommy Cooper was one. Eric Morecambe, most definitely. Doddy, who I think is the best stage comic this country's ever seen.
He certainly does the longest shows,
I think. Yes, but he doesn't do enough time, you know. I mean, he comes on and just does 10 minutes. I think he should do longer. Dear God Almighty, I went to see him one day and I came out 2 days later.
My parents had a very similar experience.
Yeah, people miss buses home and everything.
Hey, honestly, there was panic in the foyer. There were people phoning taxis and trying to change and get lifts and stuff last time my parents saw him. Absolutely brilliant.
By Jove, Mrs. Oh yeah, he's 80 now. He is just a great comedian.
For you, as you know, you're a very established and very well-respected comedian. What makes a good joke? Simply, what makes a good joke to you?
Well, in the words of dear Frank Carson, it's the way you tell them. You know yourself, you can hear the same joke as you do from four comics and you'll laugh four times because it's told in a different manner. You know, you'll get the hesitation of Frankie Howard when he was alive. You'll get Doddy, who goes for the throat. Then you get a twosome like Morecambe and Wise, who bounces it off the straight man into the audience. And that's where the art is. How these yarns are told. I'm not very good on long stories. Dave Allen was brilliant on long stories. And then don't forget the youngsters either. I mean, Jimmy Carr's a great teller of a gag. Great teller of a gag. And very clever.
You still got the same satisfaction now at telling the great joke than you got if you told one at school? Is it still the same feeling when you tell a joke and get the reaction?
I can't tell you what the buzz is like when I'm stood in the wings. And the music and everything goes, the light comes on the corner and I walk on. It's the greatest feeling in the world. And you just think, well, here we are. And they've come to see you, which is very, very gratifying. You think, okay, let's have a go here, let's have some fun. And the bit I like most of all in this one-man show is the questions and answers. Because I never know what they're going to ask me. And some of them are very rude. And hysterical, and you've got to stop it getting out of hand. You know, you can dress the beginning up, you know, for instance, the opening now would obviously be recession, a bit political, the McCartneys, everything that's in the news. And then, then you get into the routine, you show them some slides and some videos, which I love looking at, and makes me laugh, because it brings memories back.
And the show is at the Oxcombe Theatre. Let's give that another plug. It's
Thank
on
you.
Saturday the 24th of May. Starts at 7:30.
Yeah, finishes at 10 to 8.
That's good. It's good value anyway. You still laugh loads. If you want more details, give the box office a call on 01935 422 884. Just one quick thing before you go.
Yeah,
Jim,
go on.
I found this on the internet and I can't believe it's true.
Go on.
Is it true that you have got the number plate COM1C?
That is true.
That is true. Blimey.
And I've had it for 40 years.
That's amazing.
I don't drive it very often.
No.
My wife's lumbered with it, but yeah, it's on the car here.
Ah, excellent. Good work. You know, because you read things on the internet, you think, that would be brilliant if it's true, but I'm always a bit sceptical.
Yeah, I've got that. I bought it on a van in Birmingham.
Fantastic. Did you just phone the bloke out of the blue and say,
No, he got hold of me. He said, would you like to buy this? And I said, if you can have it transferred on my car, I don't know, in 2 days or whatever it took him, I'll give you this for it. And he said, yeah. And he did it.
Ah, perfect. Well, nice one.
And I've been offered a lot of dough for it.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm sure it would be much sought after, that
number. Well, it is, but it's part of the family. But, I mean, I got offered 6 figures for it.
Blimey.
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, I'm glad that's true. That kind of that fits quite nice.
That is true.
It's a brilliant show. Jimmy, it's great to talk to you.
It's nice to talk to you. And you get that Adam Faith song on for me.
We'll get that on in a second for you.
And good luck to everyone in Yeovil.